Hi, everybody. My name is Dee, and I am an alcoholic.
Hi, Dee.
And I'm going to try and pay attention to a timer because I'd like to get sober before it's time to stop, and I don't do this very often. Welcome to anybody new or relatively new, and I guess for anybody who hasn't had an experience with the steps, because I know that we can be around here and be in meetings for a long, long time and not have an experience with the steps. And so if you are one of those people, welcome and stick around. So I never have a planned thing of what I think I'm going to say. And, you know, I just kind of pray before I do this and, you know, whatever comes out, because you can't pack into 10 minutes, you know, a whole lifetime of a story, and so much has happened, and there's so many little, you know, there's so many turning points, there's so many things that I could latch on to, you know, but I qualify as an alcoholic. I thought before I had an experience with the steps that my history, my upbringing, all of the things that, you know, I was exposed to in my childhood. And there's a couple of really good ones, doozies, you know, that would have, you know, made me an alcoholic. And I, you know, having done work and looking back and more is still being, why do I sound so loud? I mean, I'm a loud person anyway, but that's loud. gosh. Poor Joe. That's just going to boom all night long, babe, in your head, my voice. Things that I thought, you know, I can look back and I can see the selfishness and self-centeredness and being self-absorbed and being fearful. You know, as a kid, I was coming into the world, my biological father relinquished his rights to me, and so I was adopted by somebody else, and, you know, I wasn't supposed to know about that, and I found out much later on, and, you know, very dysfunctional home. You know, my mother's a drug addict, she's an IV drug user, my father's a Philadelphia cop, and there's a lot of domestic violence in our home. It's a very interesting dynamic, and so I would watch my father, you know, is probably an alcoholic. I don't get to diagnose other people. He would drive around with it. You know, this is going back, you know, I'm a 66 baby, but, you know, back then, you know, he would drive around with a case of beer in his car, and he had a beer between his legs in his patrol car, and he would come home, and I would watch him crawl in the house in his uniform. Sometimes he was so wasted, and beat my mother. And stuff like that, and, you know, having, so literally, you know, a cop here, and, you know, my mother's this hippie, you know, kind of mental illness, definitely, for sure, and some other things, and, you know, it just kind of twisted me up as, you know, as a kid, that stuff, you know, and I thought, okay, you know, these are the reasons, and I have learned the difference between nature and nurture, and, you know, some of that stuff is, you know, there is an influence upbringing, but that's not why I'm alcoholic, you know. And learning and being able to diagnose myself and to know what it is that I suffer from has been a really big key component. You know, it wasn't just a matter of drinking too much. Very painful existence. Yeah, very painful existence. And alcohol helped me manage all that stuff. You know, all that stuff, you know, in that step one of, you know, being powerless over alcohol, my life is unmanageable. You know, the stuff, the external stuff, by the time I get to Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, that stuff's kind of obvious. You know, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C in 2002, and I really thought that that was going to be the thing that, you know, this is a blessing in disguise. There's no way that I would drink. knowing that. And I was told, if you continue to drink the way that you drink, this is what's going to happen to you. And I thought, man, this really is a blessing in disguise. And I was terrified, and I felt like a leper. And, you know, that wasn't all of these reasons. I had two children, you know, two children that I didn't raise. Whatever it was that I needed, whether it was alcohol or drugs, because I am a trash can, I was not confused at all when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous as far as what I was. I was able to stop sticking needles in my arm by the time I came to AA. I was able to stop the other stuff that was really obvious, but I could not stop drinking. And this is with the information that I have about this diagnosis that I have. And, you know, my health is my bottom. My health is my bottom. And, you know, being, I was admitted to West LAVA, and what qualified me to be there is a whole separate little side story. And, you know, they told me that there was nothing that anybody could do for me, you know, and they suggested that I go to Alcoholics Anonymous. And I knew about AA because, you know, the treatment centers and, you know, all of the methods I had tried, the medicine, the religion, the psychiatry, the this, the that, the a different husband. I've had five of those, you know, and nothing was working. And, you know, something started to happen, and I'm not one of those people that came in and sat down and just got it and stayed. I didn't have one of these. It's like Alcoholics Anonymous gradually seeped in, you know, and as Alcoholics Anonymous seeped in, and I had an experience with the steps and got connected with a home group, you know, our speaker tonight, it could make me cry. You know, there are just some people that are just so valuable in our lives. I had somebody just say the kindest word to me and to be able to receive a little bit of kindness. And they said, whenever I see you, I feel like everything's going to be all right. And I thought, man, that's not what people were saying to me. That is not what people were saying to me once upon a time at all. I was uninvited and unwelcomed. And, you know, the way that I felt about myself, you know, I just felt like, what am I even doing here? I bring these children into the world, and, you know, I abandon them, and I trash my body, and I do these despicable things, and I can't stop drinking and destroying my life and living like an animal. And I've got, you know, so many years of, you know, living that way. I've got having a house, having a brand new house, having degrees of homelessness, you know, living out of what you guys call today trap houses and stuff like that, and coming into AA and really little bit by little bit, you know, being able to change. And the big thing is like, I don't want to live that way. You know, that's like huge for a person like me. It's like at one time, like, why would I want to stop doing this? You know, if I have to stop and put this stuff down, put the alcohol down, put it all down, what am I going to do? Because I have to live with this. And this was tormenting, absolutely tormenting, and that's what the steps have done. You know, I had to have a sponsor. Nancy sponsored me for almost 6 years. My sobriety date is June 8, 2017. This is my home group. And I had to be guided in a way because I had no life skills. I had no life skills being guided in how to get a job and what it looks like. Your job is to get a job. You have a job, you know? It's like, and treated it as that, and that kind of stuff worked. You know, that kind of stuff worked for me, and little bit by little bit, my life transformed. I have a relationship with my father today. The biggest thing probably in my life is connecting with other women. That is it for me. And being able to, you know, the word sponsor, it's like, this is a new thing. It's like, I talk to Nancy every Monday every Thursday, even though she's not my sponsor, she's like, will always be a person to me. It's like, we have to have those people in our lives, you know, when the shit is hitting the fan. You know, there's God, of course, but I know that I have to run my thinking and to keep my channel clear, you know. So, you know, I am amazed at just being able to say, well, I've been doing this for 7 years, 7 years sober, not one thing, not one sip, not one hit, you know, none of that to be, you know, it's way more than physical sobriety. I'm as physically sober as I'm ever going to be. It's the transformation of being peaceful and, you know, some self-worth and, you know, a connection with God. That's the big thing, some kind of God consciousness. So if you're new, and I would just say, if you haven't been through the steps, that's it, to be taken through the steps. Thanks for letting me share.